Hey guys, the initial timeline and preliminary report for the Trump attempted assassination have been released by Senator Ron Johnson. He's the senator for Wisconsin. And there's some things in here that I think everybody should know, which is why I'm recording the video, because most people, they don't have time in their day to read this report. So I'm going to have it here in video form so you can at least play it in the background and hear it. This is brought to you by Brownells. Our friends at Brownells have been supporting this channel for years, and they have joined us to support the video side as well. Can't do it without great companies and friends like Brownells. They're here in America over in Grinnell, Iowa, and you can save with code GNG10. All right, let's get into this report. Now, this is preliminary, so stuff is going to be coming out as this progresses. And don't forget today, if you haven't seen it yet, I am covering live. The director of the United States Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, will be grilled before Congress. She's testifying today at the House Committee on the Oversight. Should be good. Check it out if you haven't. Let's get into this report. So like I said, preliminary findings from Senator Ron Johnson, who is conducting an investigation into the July 13th, 2024 assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The executive summary: on July 13th of 2024, former President Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The following day, Senator Ron Johnson wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Christopher Wray, demanding a preservation of records, information relating to the security of the Butler rally, background information on the alleged gunman, and all texts and communications between law enforcement agents, including Secret Service personnel, relating to the rally from July 11th of 2024 to July 14th of 2024. To date, the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have failed to provide any of the requested information and have not even confirmed that they will preserve the relevant records. It's also come out in the last day and a half that Kimberly Cheadle was using the app Signal. It's a secure messenger platform, that she was using that in a possible attempt to avoid discovery or FOIA requests, because Signal is supposed to be secure, but we have seen instances in the past where those records can be called up, so we'll see what happens with that. The lack of transparency from federal entities regarding the July 13th, 2024 assassination attempt, which left former President Trump wounded, one rally-goer dead, and two other spectators critically injured, is unacceptable. Congress and the public deserve a full explanation and complete answers to all questions regarding the failure of security at the Butler rally. Without transparency, the truth behind the assassination attempt will never be fully revealed and understood. Given these high stakes and the public's right to know the truth, in the immediate aftermath of the assassination attempt, Senator Johnson's office began contacting federal, state, and local government entities, as well as private companies, seeking information about the security failures at the July 13, 2024 Butler rally. Here are some key takeaways the senator's office has learned to date that the public deserves to know. 1. Secret Service did not attend a security briefing provided to local Special Weapons and Tactics, SWAT, and snipers teams the morning of July 13, 2024. At 9 o'clock a.m. on July 13, 2024, Butler County Emergency Services, Butler ESU, provided a security briefing for the local SWAT teams and snipers assigned to the rally. In addition to Butler County, local SWAT teams and snipers from Washington County and Beaver County were also tasked with security responsibilities. According to local law enforcement, Butler ESU was responsible for assigning locations for the sniper teams under its command. According to information obtained by Senator Johnson's office, there were less than 40 local SWAT operators and snipers assigned to the Butler rally. During the briefing, Butler ESU provided local law enforcement with images of the security perimeter at the rally, which did not include the American Glass Research, or the AGR, building where the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was located, the location of law enforcement agents, and a breakdown of security sectors on the farm show grounds. Secret Service did not attend the security briefing, according to individuals with knowledge of the briefing. It is unclear why Secret Service did not participate in this security briefing and the extent to which Butler ESU coordinated with Secret Service in creating and implementing the security plan for the rally. Given the recent report that Crooks, quote, was able to fly a drone and get aerial footage of the Pennsylvania fairgrounds shortly before the former president was set to speak there, end quote, it is important to note that Butler ESU's security briefing did address drones, according to information obtained by Senator Johnson's staff. It is unknown whether any action was taken regarding Crooks' drone and the exact time when Crooks' drone was discovered. 2. Local law enforcement said communications were siloed and they were not in frequent radio contact directly with Secret Service. Individuals with local law enforcement told Senator Johnson's office that communications between different entities providing security at the rally were siloed. For example, local SWAT and sniper teams operated on separate radio channels from patrol. According to these individuals, communications had to be routed to Butler ESU Command, who would then relay information to either Secret Service or other local law enforcement patrols. It is unclear why communications were set up this way and whether the lack of direct communications between local law enforcement and Secret Service hindered any response time or decision making. 3. Local law enforcement notified command about Crooks prior to the shooting and received confirmation that Secret Service was aware of the notification. At 5:10 p.m. on July 13, 2024, nearly 1 hour before former President Trump was shot, one of two local law enforcement snipers, hereafter AGR Sniper 1, positioned in the AGR building, observed the shooter, Crooks, for the first time. Local law enforcement told Senator Johnson's office that at the time, even though Crooks did not have a weapon, he seemed suspicious. At 5:14 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 took at least two pictures of Crooks. One of the pictures appears to show Crooks on his phone. At 5:28 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 took a picture of a bicycle and backpack near the AGR building. It is unclear whether these items are associated with Crooks. At 5:32 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 saw Crooks again near the AGR building, apparently looking at news feeds on his phone and holding a rangefinder, according to information reported to Senator Johnson's office. Shortly after, AGR Sniper 1 reported the suspect to a group text of other law enforcement snipers on site and was instructed to report the suspect to command. At 5:41 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 called into command to report the suspect and described the suspect's appearance and notes that he has a rangefinder. At 5:45 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 texted the Beaver ESU group command about the suspect and instructed them to relay the message to command. At 5:59 p.m., a Beaver County law enforcement operator received confirmation from a Butler County SWAT commander that command, which included Secret Service, was made aware of the messages and requested more information about the suspect's location. To date, there are public reports that a, quote, counter-sniper flagged a suspicious man using a rangefinder to the Secret Service some 20 minutes before a gunman opened fire, end quote, at the rally. The information obtained by Senator Johnson's office appears to confirm these reports, but raises further questions about what the Secret Service did with this information, why Secret Service did not immediately send agents to the AGR building, and perhaps most importantly, why former President Trump was allowed to go on stage. 4. Following the shooting, Secret Service was seen on the roof of the AGR building with local law enforcement. Photos of the sniper were sent to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for facial recognition. At approximately 6:23 on July 13, 2024, 12 minutes after former President Trump was shot, two Beaver County, Pennsylvania law enforcement agents accessed the roof of the American Glass Research Building and saw Crooks deceased. During a subsequent search of Crooks, local law enforcement discovered a suspected remote triggering device. At 6:32, 7:45, and 7:46 p.m., the Beaver County law enforcement agents took pictures of Crooks, a cell phone, and a remote-controlled device near the suspected shooter's body. Between 6:40 p.m. and 6:50 p.m., local law enforcement on the roof were joined by the Allegheny County Bomb Squad and one individual wearing a suit who local law enforcement assumed to be a Secret Service agent, according to information reported to Senator Johnson's office. According to individuals on the roof, a member of the Allegheny County Bomb Squad, requested the photos be sent to a phone number with a 215 Philadelphia area code, which was stated to be for ATF. The ATF was apparently requesting the photos of Crooks for facial recognition purposes. Senator Johnson's staff called the phone number and confirmed that it was, in fact, associated with ATF. However, in subsequent attempts to establish further talks with the individual with that number, Senator Johnson's staff received the following email from ATF's Acting Deputy Chief of Legislative Affairs. "I am reaching out because I understand that you reached out to our personnel in the Philadelphia Field Division with questions regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump. We would like to ask that you coordinate any of these kinds of requests through our office so that we may in turn coordinate through Maine Justice and our colleagues at FBI, which is the lead investigatory agency. It is unclear when Secret Service arrived on the roof following the shooting, how Secret Service and others accessed the roof of the building, why ATF would be the agency responsible for conducting facial recognition in an attempt to identify Crooks, and whether ATF ultimately did conduct any facial recognition on the photos provided to their agent. 5. Secret Service was initially not going to send snipers to the rally, according to local law enforcement. Local law enforcement informed Senator Johnson's office that days before the rally, they learned from Butler County law enforcement that Secret Service was not going to send their own snipers to the rally, and that local law enforcement would need to go sniper heavy in order to ensure proper coverage. Local law enforcement learned at least the day before the rally that Secret Service changed course and decided to send two sniper teams. If Secret Service had originally not intended to send snipers to the rally, it is unclear why and when Secret Service changed their plan. The findings and timeline released in this document are very preliminary and barely scratch the surface of what a full investigation must reveal. We are releasing this document to provide the public with complete transparency and to ensure that all entities examining the assassination attempt are equipped with this information. We are also hoping it prompts others, both in law enforcement and the general public, to come forward. The information presented in this document raises many questions that Congress and law enforcement entities must answer. Senator Johnson's office will continue to pursue the truth, and in doing so, encourages anyone with relevant information on the July 13, 2024 assassination attempt or the alleged shooter to contact his office and email his whistleblower account. whistleblower_PSIJohnson@hsgac.senate.gov. In addition to connecting with his office, Senator Johnson also encourages individuals with relevant information to cooperate with federal, state, and local law enforcement. Anyone who attended the rally, including law enforcement, should carefully memorialize, document, back up, and save any and all potential relevant information, including, but not limited to, security records, video and audio from the rally, proof of attendance at the rally, and eyewitness testimony. It is critical in the early days of this investigation that all potential evidence is preserved and secured. Congress and law enforcement must investigate the attempted assassination of former President Trump thoroughly, truthfully, and transparently. The public deserves no less. Preliminary timeline based on information uncovered by Senator Johnson's office. The following timeline includes information Senator Johnson's office has obtained during the week following the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump on July 13, 2024. This preliminary information is being shared with the public to ensure transparency. July 5, 2024, 8 days before Trump rally. According to local law enforcement, United States Secret Service first informs Butler County Emergency Services of the Trump rally scheduled for July 13, 2024. Local law enforcement reportedly sees media reports of the rally around July 3, 2024, 2 days earlier. July 8, 2024, 5 days before Trump rally. Butler ESU reportedly meets with Secret Service regarding the rally and receives information regarding the timeline of the event and is informed that the rally will be held at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. July 10th, 2024, 3 days before Trump rally. Secret Service reportedly conducts a site visit at the Butler Farm Show grounds in advance of the July 13th, 2024 rally. July 13th, 2024, day of Trump rally. 9 a.m. Butler ESU holds a briefing for local SWAT and sniper units from Butler County, Beaver County, and Washington County, providing security for the event. At the briefing, Butler ESU provides a 46-page slide deck which outlines areas of responsibility for each local unit and staging locations, including sniper locations, for each local unit and the Secret Service. According to attendees of the briefing, no Secret Service or other federal law enforcement is present for the briefing. According to attendees of the briefing, Secret Service had not initially intended to provide sniper units and changed course for unclear reasons. Butler ESU's briefing includes an outline of the security perimeter for the event and areas of responsibility. 9:27 a.m. Thomas Matthew Crooks, the alleged shooter, enters a Home Depot located in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. CCTV footage of the Home Depot reportedly shows the shooter entering alone. 9:41 a.m. Crooks purchases a 5.5-foot aluminum dual-platform ladder. 9:42 a.m. Crooks exits the local Home Depot. CCTV footage of the Home Depot parking lot reportedly captures Crooks exiting the lot by vehicle. The footage could not identify the make, model of the vehicle. 10:30 a.m. Two local law enforcement snipers are in position on the second floor inside the American Glass Research Building. 5:10 p.m. Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the AGR building. 5:14 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 takes the below pictures of Crooks. 5:28 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 takes the below picture of a bicycle and what appears to be two bags located near the AGR building. It is unclear what happened to the bicycle and bags after July 13, 2024. 5:32 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:38 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 sends a message to the sniper group about Crooks. 5:40 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 is told to call into command regarding Crooks. 5:41 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 calls into command and provides the description of Crooks and the rangefinder, as well as that Crooks was lurking around the AGR building. 5:49 p.m. Photos of Crooks are sent to Butler ESU Command. 5:55 p.m. Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of the photos and states that they have been relayed on. 5:59 p.m. Butler ESU Command asks for the direction that Crooks is traveling. AGR Sniper 1 is initially unsure of the direction Crooks is traveling. 6:05 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 later communicates that Crooks is seen moving northeast in the direction of Sheets and that Crooks has a backpack. 6:06 to 6:12 p.m. AGR Sniper 1 goes to ground floor of the building to meet local law enforcement patrol to alert them to Crooks' presence. Approximately 6:11 p.m. Crooks begins shooting. Secret Service reportedly returned fire and Crooks is killed. At 6:23 p.m., Beaver County SWAT operators access the roof where Crooks is located and confirms Crooks is deceased. According to those SWAT operators, there was local law enforcement from another county and at least one Secret Service agent wearing a suit also on the roof. 6:46 p.m., Crooks is patted down. Local law enforcement reportedly finds a transmitter device, Crooks' phone, and the rangefinder in Crooks' pockets. 7:45 to 7:46 p.m. At the request of Allegheny Bomb Squad, local law enforcement text pictures of Crooks and the items near his body to a phone number with a 215 area code from the Philadelphia area associated with an ATF agent. ATF reportedly is using pictures of Crooks to run facial recognition. Outstanding questions regarding the July 13, 2024 rally and assassination attempt. Questions from July 14, 2024 letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Guys, there are 41 questions, and I will insert each page here for you and give you time to pause this video so that you can read these questions, because I believe everybody should know what Senator Johnson's office is trying to do on our behalf. Now, on the law enforcement response, when there is a command center set up, the ESU command, at least in my experience, in my 24 years working for some major units in major cities, when there's a major event, the communications center, the mobile command, that's what their job is they relay from the local, state, and federal. What they do is they relay messages for obvious reasons. SWAT and snipers don't want the constant chatter of the local guys and gals who are going back and forth asking questions. They want to be able to focus. So what we used to do is we would have one person on our team monitor that channel, and if something popped off that was important, he would relay it to us. And when we've worked with feds before for major events similar to this, what we would do is if we needed to contact Secret Service, we would notify Mobile Command, and Mobile Command would notify Secret Service and relay that information. That is it's what happens at every event I've ever been at, and it looks like it hasn't changed since I've retired a couple years ago. But that's normal. Now, that was supposed to have changed after September 11th. Remember, if you remember then, President George Bush, part of his post 9/11 stuff was to rectify all these different agencies working on different radio channels and try to improve communication. And here we are in 2024 and it still hasn't happened. A lot of that is like the feds. They don't want the locals to hear what they're doing. And the locals don't want the feds to hear what they're doing. And that's the cause of it. It really, really is. So it appears as though that Secret Service didn't actually tell people in the initial perimeter, hey, you guys have this, 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 and this. These are your sectors, which is rare because they've done that in the past. So we'll see what happens if and when they respond. And don't forget, today, Kimberly Cheadle, the director of Secret Service, will be testifying before the House Committee on the Oversight. It'll be live on my channel. If it's already happened by the time you're watching this, the replay will be on there as well. I suspect it will be worth watching. Till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. If you love the Second Amendment, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets right down below. That little red button costs you $0.00, but it helps get the information through the algorithm. And for some reason, they've been stopping a lot of this information from getting out. I appreciate y'all. Have a great one. Take care.